Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me over the phone, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you today?
I'm doing so well. It's good to get to visit with you this morning.
Yeah, I know. I'm really excited to chat with you. I missed you last week, but you know what? We're trying to do the whole social distance thing, so we've been interviewing over the phone. And when you don't have a set reminder of, oh, I've got to be at that place at that time, it's kind of easy to, you know, just kind of let things slide. So I'm excited that I was able to snag you for a little bit today.
Yeah, it's good. With Easter weekend coming up, you know, I wanted to talk to folks a little bit about some of the rules. I get a lot of calls about camping and various things. And, you know, the governor did put his directive out to limit to only essential travel. And then the Southeast Health Department made their order that basically says, they want the counties to strongly reconsider any recreational, leisure, or non-essential work travel that will take them outside of their communities. And I know Easter's a big deal. It's a big holiday. But I think about that. If you do want to go camping and you're a resident of Carbon County, there are places to camp within our county. I think Emory County is going to ask that only residents of their county camp out on the desert there this weekend in the attempt to try to kind of control that a little bit. And there's a method to the rationale behind that. If the officers have to go deal with folks and they do happen to run across someone that's COVID positive, it could quarantine the officers. And honestly, none of us have the workforce that we could have very many quarantined and still be able to operate. So that's one of the things. But, you know, the social distancing stuff is huge. And even the governor's directive says basically the same thing. If you don't need to go, don't go. And then make sure if you're at a park or an activity, do your social distancing at least 6 feet apart, even when you're engaged in outside activities. Now, it's okay to be outside. I've had people ask me about that, too. Hey, can I get in my car and go for a drive? Absolutely. That is perfect. You can go for a drive. You can ride around. You can go for a walk. You can go to the park. Just make sure you're not gathering in large groups at the park, you know, and you're keeping your distance from people. And you know, I think for me, I was going to camp this weekend. I've decided, no, I'm going to stay home, stay available in case something happens within our county. But also just kind of follow that guideline. And I would rather go when I can go and do exactly what I want to do and not have to be worried about social distancing so much.
Right, exactly. And you know, Sheriff, there are so many fun things for anybody that has younger kids. I'm not kidding you. My son would probably be more thrilled if I were to tell him, you know what, we're going to set up a tent in the backyard. We're going to do the whole thing, have a campfire, all of it just in our backyard. He would think that was the coolest thing in the world. So there are definitely ways to kind of go about this, stay safe, and still have a fun, memorable weekend.
I agree. I reached out to the Easter Bunny because my little grandkids, they're looking forward to the Easter Bunny. And I let him know, hey, the grandkids are probably going to come over. So come and hide some eggs in old grandpa's yard so they can come find them. So that's one thing that we've done at the Wood Ranch. And the governor does encourage everyone to engage in recreational and outdoor activities. And you know, so I would say take your toys out, take your ATVs, take your side-by-sides, and go play for the day. Come home to your sanctuary and have a nice little barbecue. And you know, I encourage everybody to spend as much time with family as you can. And I've been very impressed with our community. In my travels around, I see families engaged as families just getting through this thing like it's just, you know, another day, just no...
Right.
No worries, and that's amazing to me. And I do think Utah, and especially Castle Country folk, being rules followers like we are, we're light years ahead of where we should be. I mean, we've had the one case in Carbon County that's been a confirmed case. Other than that, we haven't had any, and that's been good. And, you know, as time goes by, we're getting closer to that date they're projecting to be the peak of this pandemic in Utah. So, you know, we're just getting closer to seeing some kind of positive changes in the near future. And that's, I'm looking forward to that more than anything.
Right. Same. Yeah. It's definitely been an experience that we're all going to take something away from this. And, you know, it feels like there are so many restrictions and rules that we need to follow. But I do have to say that our community has kind of embraced that. And I really haven't met anybody that's, you know, hating this 100%. We have all found some positive outlet to look and see, like, there is a silver lining.
I agree wholeheartedly, and it's amazing that, you know, that the human beings are resilient anyway. I'm just amazed at how our community has just embraced one another and helped their neighbors. I mean, you right. see that a lot. There's some folks that can't make it to the store, so people are running for their groceries and their prescriptions and all that stuff, and that's just being a good neighbor. And, you know, I've always said you have to be a good neighbor to get a good neighbor.
Right.
And I think that's what we have here. I think for the in whole, we're a good community, and I think we're reaping rewards for being prepared right now.
I agree. Well, Sheriff, I appreciate you calling in so much and giving us an update on what we can expect this Easter holiday weekend. And I mean, just to take away, go and have fun and recreate during the day, but try to make it home at night. You don't need to be camping in other counties at this time.
I agree. And just know law enforcement's going to be working. We'll be available. Call us if you need us. I have my cell phone all the time. I get calls from people all the time. Feel free to call if you have any questions. If there's anything I can do to help, let me know, and I'm happy to do that. But, yeah, you call us, let us know how we can help you out. Other than that, everybody have a happy Easter, and thank you very much for all the support to our first responders, to our law enforcement, and to our government in general, who are really working hard to get all of us through this this pandemic. But enjoy time with friends and family. I hope everyone has a happy holiday.
For sure. Well, Sheriff, thank you so much for calling in this morning. That has been another Castle Country Focus, and you can listen to this interview in its entirety by visiting our website, castlecountryradio.com.